different year, same result. Eddie Greer here for another edition. Your host, the Purple Project Podcast Daily. This is another postcast coming at you right now. Men's basketball here. Another long day in the books on this Wednesday, folks. The 1st of February, the second month already in 2023. And it was not a good ending to the month of January for the K-State men's basketball team. Jerome Tang saw his team pretty much wilt under pressure last night in what was pretty much a dominating performance by Kansas in Part 2, Sunflower Showdown. K-State just across the board, in my opinion. This is a bad performance across the board. Again, even though this guy didn't go off for 38, but Jalen Wilson did whatever he wanted to do, Kansas made literally like every three that was put up made the basket. Just like every year, we see this every year, and it did not change. Even though, like Cole Manbeck, or who was that that gave K-State a little glimmer of hope? John Kurtz, host of 3-Mall. I was kind of on the Kurtz camp. They're at least giving our cats a little bit of hope here to come going there and put up a fight. Well, the score indicated that, but the score indicated differently, in my opinion, there. This could have been a lot worse. Should have been a lot worse there in Allen Fieldhouse. Another loss. And look, I wasn't here in 2006 when we beat Kansas in Allen Fieldhouse. So I still haven't seen K-State beat Kansas in Lawrence. It's just one of those things that, yeah, like I said, you have to outshoot them. You have to shoot the ball better. I said that for the last, week and a half when we beat KU here in Bramlage 2 weeks ago. You had to outshoot them. You had to be better in the shooting game or offensively, right? K-State was held at 33% last night. That's not going to cut it down the stretch. Now, a lot of people have said we got through our tougher stretch. Yeah, but like the commentators talking about on the ESPN Plus broadcast, you can't take no day off, nights off. In the Big 12, what have been saying since the Big 12 season started? What have been saying that it's a gauntlet out here? The Big 12, you know what you're gonna get from Kansas, you know what you're gonna get from Baylor, Texas. Texas Tech is a perfect example. We made fun of them on this podcast. Or really, TCU and Texas Tech, and what do? They come out. We knew TCU was good. Tech, they're gonna be tough. But Texas Tech, winless, right? What, 0 of 8, something like that, through the first half of the Big 12. And then, Lord and behold, right, they upset Iowa State at home, right? Look, you cannot fathom the fact that the Big 12, you're going to get these games week in, game out, right? So, look, it happens to the best of us, right? Jerome Tang gets teed up early in the game. And look, and I agree with it wholeheartedly. Again, the referees there, for some reason, gives the crowd. I believe that wholeheartedly, 100%. I do agree with him on that. Both sides, again, just like these. I don't know what. Why are we talking about these refs? And we talk about these refs for a reason, because they become part of this stupid damn game. I don't understand it. They fall in. You know, we're K-State, right? So we got to go up against that, and then. Some of these calls, charging call, blocking foul. You want the call, you can't get it. And Jerome Tang definitely did not get those calls early. It seemed like Kansas, they were giving the same thing, maybe a little bit. But yeah, you know, you're up against everything. The fans, crowd, KU's team, Bill Self, everything else. And yes, we lost by what, 12? Let's pull up my tab up here, folks. 90-78, lost by 12. We lost by 25 last night. It's just nothing go right there. The team was out of sync. Yeah, again, just like TCU, but worse than that. Maybe even, I know they really play bad against TCU, but this right here, This was kind of what we should have expected all along. And yes, I did expect it all along. I was in the Kurtz camp, man. I gave them a little bit of hope, a little hope that they can go in there and put up a more fight. Look, they did that. They kept it around 10-12. They could not scratch the claw closer than that. Every time they got closer to the 10 points, 10 points was the magic marker, right? Every time it just got there, like 3 or 4 different times, especially in the second half, KU makes another one of those patent runs. That old damn game over. Boom. And I thought really the game was over in the first half there. Kansas State had an opportunity really to minimize that gap. Instead of going down, what was the halftime? Like, it was what? We're down 12? It should have been less than that. Because K-State, at one point, we're down with 9 points with 4 minutes remaining in the first half. And then, yeah, the score at halftime was 49-37. KU, right? And again, I should probably say this. This was a battle between the 7th and 8th ranked team in the nation going in here. K-State 7th, KU 8th, right? So, look, man. Instead of being down, what, maybe at least 7 or 6 at that, I give them that. You down by 12 points. In K-State, just, the game was over right there in the end of the first half. You went on that run. I don't know what while I was watching. I was watching a team that just was wilting under pressure. Every time KU made a shot, they hurried up and throwed up shots like that. Look, look, Texas, I don't know what happened that night in Austin there. Everything went down. It's Texas here in Alphalos. We can't buy a bucket in this ball game here. Despite Marquise Noel going to the... resulted Marquise Noel another 23-point game for him. 4 assists, 3 rebounds, 5 of 18 shooting from the field. Woo! 3 of 11 from downtown. Keontae Johnson, man, it was their mission to get him in foul trouble, which luckily it wasn't sooner than what it was. 22 and 12 did check off another double double, 7 of 19 from the field. 50% shooting from downtown in the game. Let's see. Tomlin, 11-8. Gasson, 10-6. And yeah, look, the other thing, rebounding. You know, that's the obvious point there. We could talk about that all day, all night on the show. That's still something that they need to clear up. And again, rebounding is going to be somebody, a couple people pointed it out on Twitter after the game, on K-State Twitter after the game, that they don't shore up this rebounding. He could come back to bite us in the ass come March. I agree with that wholeheartedly there as well. And it probably is going to cost us an opportunity. Not that we're thinking about that in the beginning, all the way back in November from the fall semester, right? And look, I didn't put expectation on this team to win the Big 12 championship or title, whatever, right, for this year, right? So I'm going to stay on that point. Now, a lot of people, when we're still in the thing of it by far, by means. I ain't recounting it out by sure, but a lot of people are, look, a lot of people point the fact that, look, this team, they're right there. We're still in a good position, but now we got to look forward to the next 2 games in our own building. Look, we got to protect Bramlage. That's what it comes down to here. You better be ready to play. That's just what it comes down to here. All this road stuff. Big 12, yeah, like you said, every game is a dogfight. Every game is a highlight that we're not going to expect every night. These are like ESPN commentators. It was, what, ESPN NCAA Live or something like that, saying the Big 12. You got to stay tuned every night. You don't know what you're going to get from them. So Kansas State, they go into Lawrence. Look, they fought. Look, I give them that. But score looks worse than it looks. Worse than it should. It should be, really. We lost by 12 points. I just don't know how we lost by 12. It should have been like 30. The way we were playing out there. Tang got a second tech of the season there early. And look, I agree hard with him on that. They're in the easy buckets, two inside. That's the other thing that really irritated me throughout the ballgame as well. David Kassam missed a couple of bunnies. Tomlin missed a couple inside. Keontae missed a couple. And several others as well. The bench doesn't really Desi Steeles does get 7, but he was still struggling from the field, 0-1 from the field. His only field goal coming on a 3, and he missed that one, a strong off the back rim there as well-ish. You basically get nothing from him in foul trouble most of the evening. 2 points, 1-3. You need more from Ish again. Okay, go right back to that. Go right back to that doghouse again, or to that place corner where, hey, you need some more. Ish has been so good, man. But you need a little bit more from that as well. And Cam Carter last night, 1-4 in 19 minutes of action. 3 points in the game. Yeah, Cam Carter had his worst night in quite a while in Big 12 play. Yeah, so now what you're looking at, folks, is Texas coming in here, excuse me, to Manhattan, and after beating Baylor by 5 on Monday night. Look, this is one of the teams you got to get through. And everybody say, the toughest teams are behind us. No, it's not. Stop it. Stop. You're lying to yourself. Stop it. Stop. We still got a handful of games in the stretch, which features 2 games against Oklahoma. Oklahoma, and look, Oklahoma walloped Alabama, put a spanking on Alabama. Alabama was the number 2 team in the country last weekend. Oklahoma said, F that. We're going to show up and give you hell, which they did. They blew them out of the water. So there's no easy night or afternoon in the Big 12. In case they just got to be ready to play. And, hey, we're going home for 2 more games. Gets ranked top 15, 20. I can't remember off the top of my head where TCU is right now. Ranked-wise, anyways. Yeah, you're going against 2 back-to-back top 15s opponents, just like earlier this year. You got to protect Blaine Bramlage. You're undefeated at home to this point of the season, and Saturday becomes a big game. You're still fighting. You drop. How big is this, actually? Now that I double-check the standings here, how big is this? K-State was 2nd. They're 5th right now. Yes, but Texas now leading the Big 12. How about that? After losing their coach to off-the-field issues there in Texas, they really turned up a notch here. They lead the conference. They have a 4-way tie for 2nd. Iowa State, TCU, KU, and K-State. So really, K-State is a game back, but they have a game advantage, right, on Texas. So now you look at here, this goes a monster game for K-State. You beat Texas, you have the stranglehold tiebreaker. You will sweep the regular season series on Texas. Just like I said about KU, you had a chance to put a stranglehold on the Jayhawks, and you didn't get it done. It's just what it is. You didn't. Let's not beat around the bush. You didn't get it done. You played bad, very bad, on the road yet again. And look, Texas leading the conference. They're coming here in your building Saturday afternoon in a stripe-out game in Bramlage, baby. I expect Bramlage to be rocking and rolling like it was, like it has been. All year long, I expect this K-State team to bounce back. Look, they have a K-State. You have a chance to get back up there to battle. They're still right there in the mix, but a losing streak here in this stretch takes you out of it, I think, and me personally. So, but we'll see what happens there. Jerome Tang's team loses by 12, despite Noel and Johnson 23-22 respectively there in the basketball game last night. So, hey, you know, it's another different year, same damn result, same damn performance in Lawrence, Kansas. And the House of Horrors was continues for Kansas State. The Pro Watcher Podcast, get it? Wherever you find your podcast, that other K-State podcast, where talk all things K-State. And you can find me on Twitter. You have a comment about the game? Oh, yeah, yes, listeners, the Pro Watcher Podcast, you're listening to this right now, and you want to leave a comment in my DMs or have a question for the upcoming weekly, which hasn't been recorded yet, which me and Alex will get together tomorrow night. This will go up later on this evening, so hopefully it'll reach to some of y'all out there. But definitely, if you have a question, comment, anything about the game last night, definitely you can find me on Twitter. My DMs open there, at Eddie_EG3, again, at Eddie. EDDIE_EG3. That's going to do it on another postcast of men's basketball. K-State now record-wise, the same record now as Kansas, I believe. Overall, yes, 18-4 Kansas State Wildcats, 6-3 in the Big 12 Conference. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats!